Good morning and welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Welcome back today. God bless each one of you. It's good to have you here. Appreciate you joining in. And listen, today we want to talk a little bit about has America fallen away from God? Have we become so lukewarm and that we're no longer under His grace, or have we just fallen away completely? I know there's a remnant, I believe that, of true Christians in the United States, but by and large, it seems like we have, to me, that we've fallen away from the Lord, and His judgment certainly is falling upon us in many forms. And I believe the one that makes the most sense to me is where He's turned, I guess I would say that He's turned His back on us and allowing these things to happen because of our apostasy. And I really honestly believe that. I was reading an article the other day that made a lot of sense. I'll just share a little bit about that with you. The article was entitled, Has God Forgotten America? And speaks about other empires, so to speak. And let's just see what it says here, first paragraph. It says, throughout the eternal expanse of time, empires have risen and they have fallen. The kingdoms of man have been forged upon trust, deceit, power, and ingenuity. The imaginations of a people able to thrust a civilization into legendary status. The effects of its civics and technology forever changing the very face and course of humanity. But in the grand march of humanity, the very brilliance that allows us to learn more and more has also been our undoing. With the knowledge of good comes the knowledge of evil. And with that knowledge comes the ability to bring enough disgrace before God that we are all condemned to burn in hell forever. We are truly living in cruel days, evil hours. Take a look at the news. The world is in peril. Nations clamoring about in a state of near war and only worrying about their paltry greed. Our economy falls in shambles, and our politicians can only care about getting themselves and their party members reelected, even at the expense of destroying the very government that ensures our way of life. Greed is the primary motivation for the acts of all nations. Compassion and mercy is only a secondary thought, one secured only by a nation's assurance that it will have continued wealth. And in this mess, we have the United States of America. A great nation forged by men with vision enough to create a more perfect union, a new social experience that was designed to grow and change with the needs of society. The American government was to be stable and reverent to the people it served, evolving laws over time to serve our very needs. But in this process again, knowledge of evil has emerged. Men learn to use the laws of democracy to gain evil rights. Gay marriage, stem cell research, Muslim apologetics, and subservience to the very European nations that God left long ago for their insolence and lust of power. My friends, today we must ask ourselves one important question. Has God forgotten America? Now, Abraham Lincoln, now keep in mind here, Abraham Lincoln had warned us before his death something that a lot of people have forgotten about. Here's what Abraham Lincoln had to say. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom of our own. Now, isn't that just a little striking? It hits home, doesn't it? And we tend to forget that many nations were around and many empires were huge. But those empires fell. And, you know, America, if we're not really careful, folks, it's no different. We're going to be in the same position that Rome found itself and the great British Empire found itself. Those were, you know, the big dynasties that were all over the world that fell. We're really close to becoming the same. And like the article had said, if you read the newspaper, you know, watch the news and read the newspapers. A lot of people say, well, I don't watch the news and read the papers because there's nothing good in it. Well, that's kind of true. But you can read what's in there to get a grasp on what is going on in America and around the world. But we're talking about the United States here. You can read what's going on. You can listen to the news programs, different ones, and see what's happening. You can go from, you know, NBC or CBS, ABC, over to Fox News and back and get different opinions on everything. And it gives you a better idea of just exactly what's taking place in this country. Folks, it's yes, it's scary, and yes, it's depressing, but if we take that information and evaluate it, we can see that there's a need out there that, as true Christians, we need to address. Hiding from things doesn't fix anything. Imagining that it doesn't exist doesn't make it go away. It's kind of like, you know, a person who goes out and drinks at night to drink away their troubles. Well, they're really not drinking away their troubles. All they're doing is momentarily forgetting about their troubles. Their troubles are right there when they wake up the next day with a hangover. The troubles are there. A lot of times more troubles have been added to it because now they've spent money. Maybe they're sick from it, or now they're becoming addicted to the alcohol because they drink so much. And, there's a multitude of things can happen that are certainly not good for the overall picture. So, like I said, you're not getting rid of your problems. You're just temporarily forgetting about them. And that's what we as Christians sometimes, a lot of times, but that's what we tend to do. We like to go to church on Sundays. Some Sunday nights, some maybe Wednesday night, whatever the case might be. But we don't live our true Christ walk. We don't live our walk with the Lord Jesus every moment of our lives like we're supposed to, every moment of our waking day. If we did, we would certainly be applying a whole lot more to our situations that is more godly than what we do. We can't hide from things. We can't get away from things. And if we're in a position where we're lukewarm, which is where I find most professing Christians to be, that's a very dangerous place to be. What did the Lord tell us in His Holy Scripture? I believe it's Revelation 3:16. I believe says so. Let's see. Let me look at that. Here it is. Here. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now, what does that mean? You know, the next verse tells us a lot about the people in America. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee. You know, so, you know, you really have to, you know, and the Lord went on to say, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. To zealous, therefore, and repent. Be zealous and repent. And then it comes up to the verse that so many know, but so many forget about. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And if those words aren't appropriate for today, I don't know what words would be. Our churches are dead. I mean dead. You can go to a church, sure, where there's you know, loud, loud, joyful music. Maybe it's joyful. Some of it's pretty loud, I know that. But, you can go to a church where they got good music and it's loud and there's a lot of people and everybody seems happy and things of that nature. And, the preacher come up, give some kind of a message and the music will play a little more and then y'all go home and you think, well, that was a good time at church today. You know, and is that really what God expects out of us? Is that really what He expects out of our country? A country that was founded on godly principles. I can't honestly say that all the people, that helped form our government were Christians, but they were godly, God-fearing men by the majority, and the Constitution of the United States of America was founded on good, godly, biblical principles, and that's how it was supposed to be. And look where our country went from nothing to the strongest, richest country in the world. And then we got so big for our britches, and now look at us. There's countries that are not afraid of us anymore. There's countries that certainly have a whole lot more money than we do. We're on the verge of bankruptcy. Matter of fact, we're trillions of dollars in debt to the Chinese government because we can't pay our own bills. We have to keep borrowing money from the Chinese to do it. We used to be the country that loaned the most money to countries all over the world. And now we're a country that has to keep borrowing trillions of dollars because we don't have any money. We've allowed our economy to fall apart. And a lot of that, I believe, is because our biblical principles have fallen to the wayside. I certainly would like to hear sometime an opposing view on that. You know, email us and let us know what you think. But from everything I can see, we're in deep, deep trouble. The water is up to our neck, folks. It's not like we're wading in water and, you know, we can get to the other side. We're neck deep in water, and if it gets any deeper, our country is going to drown. And we have a serious problem here. I truly believe that the principles that God laid down for us have been ignored, and sad to say, largely ignored by the church. I'm just in shock sometimes at how many people in the United States of America proclaim to be Christians. And if that were true, this would be a God-fearing, godly country. But unfortunately, the same people who proclaim to be Christians, a lot of them, are the same ones who go to the polling places and vote for men and women that allow abortion to continue, where we kill millions of people, babies. Every year, it's terrible how many millions of babies have been killed over the years since that Roe versus Wade law went into effect. And these people are, the majority of them that vote this way, claim to be, Christian people. And it amazes me, totally amazes me, that anybody that proclaims to be a Christian could vote for anybody that was going to allow that to be a law of the land. So, you know, how do you defend my argument today? That's what I'd like to really know. How do you defend it? Against it, I should say. How do you defend against it? We're in deep trouble. The country is in deep trouble. The churches are in deep trouble. We as a people, individually, are in deep trouble because we do not walk. We do not take up our cross daily. We don't do that, do we? We don't fight the good fight. We don't run the good race like Paul instructed through the Holy Spirit. You know, maybe the problem we've got, folks, is that too many of us get confused thinking that those were just men. And they were just men, but they were men who spoke through the direction of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. They were the vessels used by the Lord and by the Holy Spirit to give his message to us, his people. And we refuse to listen to them. We read them. We study them in Sunday school. We can get in debates in Sunday school about certain things and everybody agree 100% and then go right out and do just the opposite. Have you ever wondered any time when you're sitting in a room full of Christians just how many of those people voted to have babies, that it would be okay to let babies get killed in the womb? Partial birth abortion, where the baby's almost born and then they kill it? Folks, there's a serious issue going on here in this country. And if we don't straighten up, and straighten up fast, we're going to find that our country is going to fall. It's a big, huge country, but we have massive, massive problems. And we need to get ourselves straightened out before it's too late. So I pray that you would pray that the people, the leaders of America, would get back to their Christian faith. People in the country would get back to their Christian faith and walk with the Lord as we're supposed to. God, we're out of time. God bless each one of you. We love you. We'll talk to you in the morning. See you then.